Hello, Audio Boo. This is going to be my boo for day 14 of February. And today's question from SawyerDB was, if money was no object, where would you like to visit anywhere in the world? This took me a little while to think of this, and I'm not certain that I've got one place that I would love to visit above all else. But some things which, a couple of things which might be quite difficult to do without a large supply of money, would be, I would love to be able to go and visit a coral reef and go snorkeling or diving. And see all the vegetation and animals and coral and fish. I'd love to see, you know, some of the really brightly coloured, interesting fish. So obviously I think that involves travelling to somewhere like Australia or somewhere else far away, and then to go and have that experience. I don't even know if you can go and have that experience, because I know they are actually protected, I believe. Another idea has just occurred to me right now. If you go into the Galapagos Islands, that would be pretty exciting as well. Generally, yeah, quite a few nature-themed ideas would be great. Things like safari in Africa, maybe going to a rainforest, seeing different animals there, all sorts of things like that. Something that I wanted to do recently, but couldn't really afford to do, was that I went to a conference in Norway, and my boyfriend and I thought, well, let's try and extend our trip a little bit, and let's go and try and make a little holiday out of it. But Norway is a very expensive country. The exchange rate makes it very expensive, plus I think the cost of living is just quite high in the first place. And so in the end we looked at whether we could travel. The conference was in Oslo, and we looked at whether we could travel to other parts of Norway and do things, but essentially the cost was prohibitive. So we did stay in Oslo for a couple of days and did some sightseeing there, and we were lucky enough to find somewhere to stay which would have been within our normal budget. We were quite lucky to find it. It was like a self-service apartment, but it would have been the sort of budget we might have normally paid for a hotel room. And that was great, actually. And we did enjoy Oslo, but what I would really love to have done was to go and see the fjords. When I was doing a bit of investigation, you know, into what we could go and do in Norway, the fjords looked really beautiful, and I did see, I think it might have been the Hairy Bikers cooking show, and they were touring Europe, and I happened to see a bit of the one where they were going to Norway, and again they were driving through the fjords on a motorbike, and that looked amazing as well. That's something I would love to do, is go on a motorbike. And sort of all the twists and turns in the road and beautiful scenery made it look ideal for motorbiking. And another thing I would love to do in Norway or somewhere else in the Arctic would be to go and see the Northern Lights. I know you can there are plenty of trips available to go and do that, or certainly to go to that part of the world, and you have to be lucky as to whether the Northern Lights come out while you're there. So I guess if I wanted to go and be sure that I would be able to see them, then obviously you'd need enough money to keep extending your stay if you didn't see them. So if I could go and just stay for as long as required to get a good view, that would be brilliant as well. So those are things I would maybe like to do at the moment, but travelling in general is something that I really like. And also, I think, you know, there's so many places that I could go. Would love to go and see the Taj Mahal. Would love to go and see the pyramids in Egypt. Would love to go and see some of the remains of the ancient civilizations in South America. So on. So, absolutely loads of things I could do. I would love to do, really. And I can't really choose between them as a favourite. But those are just a few suggestions.